In today's lesson, we're going to go through the different laws and customs that relate to Erev Rosh Hashanah, and this is mainly serving as reminders for the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. The night before Erev Rosh Hashanah is considered to be the Wachnacht of the High Holidays, similar to the night before Bris. Deber Ayat stated, "I do not remember that people went to sleep at a normal hour. Each person began his preparation for Erev Rosh Hashanah, which introduces the days of judgment. On the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah, one is to spend his day learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and doing tshuva. One should try to increase in the saying of Tum throughout the day and repent in order so his prayers of Rosh Hashanah are clean and pure. It's customary in Erev Rosh Hashanah to accept upon oneself a new hiddur mitzvah, which he will keep more carefully. The Rebbe emphasized that one is not to accept this hiddur without saying bli neder in order so it does not become the status of a vow. It is proper also to begin doing repentance for sins between man and his fellow already on Erev Rosh Hashanah and not to delay this until Erev Yom Kippur. Those that are accustomed to give tzedakah on every single weekday are to give on Erev Rosh Hashanah tzedakah on behalf of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah plus Shabbos. It's an interesting custom brought down that the Rebbeim would spend extra time with their wives in Erev Rosh Hashanah in order to emphasize the idea of Shalom Bayis and to emphasize that Rosh Hashanah is a day of Aliyas HaMalchus where the seer of Malchus is elevated and women are rooted in Malchus. Erev Rosh Hashanah used to be in a custom fast day. It is no longer widely practiced today to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Some do so until midday. But in any event, even those that do not fast should still know that this wasn't a custom fast day and to try to redeem the fast with the giving of charity. Tachanun is not recited during Shacharis on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Nonetheless, when reciting Slichas before Shacharis, Tachanun is recited. In Kriyas Shalamita on the night of Erev Rosh Hashanah, meaning the night before, Tachanun is to be recited as usual. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do not say Lam Natzeach between Asher and Volatzin, and likewise, the Psalm of Tefillah LeDavid is omitted, as on all days the Tachanun is not recited. It is forbidden to blow the shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even in a closed room, one may not do so unless he needs to do so for practice in order to properly blow the next day in Rosh Hashanah. The reason for this is it brought in Magen Avraham, as we want to confuse the Satan, and therefore, even in a closed room where no one will hear, one should not do so unless absolutely necessary. When necessary, one is allowed to practice blowing shofar in a closed private room. We perform Ataras Nadarim immediately after davening, preferably prior to Chatzais, prior to midday. B'di'evit, it can be performed until Tzeisa Kechaveh, meaning even if it's already after Shkia, one may still perform Ataras Nadarim if it is prior to nightfall. Based on Al-Treb and the Siddur, it is proper to say Ataras Nadarim with a group of 10 men. If it's not possible, then 3 men is enough. It's proper to know and be an expert in the laws of Ataras Nadarim before performing it in order to know which vows may and may not be annulled. In the process of Ataras Nadarim, the judges remain seated throughout the process while the people annulling it remain standing. Children are not accustomed to perform Ataras Nadarim. If one has in mind a specific vow that he wants annulled through the tribunal, then he should mention to at least one member of the tribunal the specific vow that he wants to annul, and that member of the tribunal must be an expert in the laws of vows in order to tell him if it is possible to be annulled. If anyone has a question whether a specific vow may be annulled or not, then he should speak to a rabbi. This year as well, we performed the Prusbol in Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Prusbol, as the Rebbe said in the Sicha, should be performed immediately after Ataras Nadarim. Thus, after each person finishes saying the statement of Ataras Nadarim to the tribunal, he should then tell them also, "I am hereby handing you all my debts so I can collect them whenever I desire in the coming year." And thus, he facilitates the performing of the Prusbol. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, it is a custom to visit gravesites of tzaddikim, and therefore those that are nearby the oil visit the oil. The custom is not to eat anything until after we finish visiting the gravesite. However, we are particular to make sure to drink before going in order not to fast. It is preferred that a person tovel in a mikvah before he visits the gravesite of a tzaddik. One who has not been by the gravesite for 30 days should say a bracha of Mechaye HaMesim, as is the law regarding all cemeteries. it's preferable to distribute tzedakah at the gravesite. When a person's by the gravesite, it is accustomed to recite the minor lashon, preferably we say by the Rebbe's feet. And while we're there, we daven to Hashem in merit of the tzaddik, and we can as well daven that the tzaddik, we can well ask the tzaddik to daven to Hashem on our behalf. One must remember to tuck in his tzitzis, as we do not enter into a cemetery with tzitzis that are revealed. After we finish, we try to encircle the grave as a sign of respect. We remove our shoes before entering, and when we are finished, we wash our hands 3 times consecutively, preferably prior to entering into a home. Some are accustomed to throw grass or earth behind their back after leaving the cemetery, and this was the custom of the Rebbe. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, one should try to eat a meal only before the 10th hour. L'chatchila, it's a mitzvah not to begin the meal after the 10th hour has begun, which is approximately 3 zmanias hours before sunset. If one did not do so, then b'di'eved, he may be lenient to wash and eat a meal. One is supposed to bake challahs on Erev Rosh Hashanah as on any Erev holiday, and as our minhag is, we bake round challahs. It's a mitzvah upon every person to get a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah in honor of Yontiv, in order so he does not enter the holiday looking unbefitting. One may not get a haircut before davening shachris. It is a mitzvah to cut the nails in honor of Erev Rosh Hashanah, in honor of Yontiv, just like on Erev Shabbos. The nails are preferably to be cut before immersing in the mikvah. The bathing in the mikvah, the immersing in the mikvah in Erev Rosh Hashanah, is customary amongst all Yidden in order so we enter into the holiday with purity of soul and purity of body. If a mikvah is not available in one's vicinity, then he should try to at least take a shower for a number of minutes sitting with his head under the water as the performance of Teisha Kavan. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, we write a pan, a pidyon nefesh. The custom is to wear a gartzel while we write it. We wash our hands prior to writing the pan. The nusach of the pan is Kvei Kedushas Admor and Ona L'Eir Rachim Rabbi Malan. The last mincha of the year is supposed to be davened with extreme kavanah, as this is the last prayer of this year. It says in Sefer Minhagim that we begin saying Tehillim approximately 1 hour before mincha. Candle lighting. In Hadlakas Neiros, we light the candles at the same time that we light candles on Erev Shabbos, meaning in 18 minutes or in Jerusalem 40 minutes before sunset. We first say the bracha of L'hadik Ner Shal Yem Azikaren, and then we say the bracha of Shechiyonu. One should remember to light a pre-existing flame in order so he has a flame to be able to be used throughout Rosh Hashanah. A good yontif to all Yidden, to all Klal Yisrael. I wish everybody a ksivuch, sima toiv, l'shana toiv, masukah, with outright blessing in bonai chayim ezeinu levichi, begashmis uberuchnis.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.